My name is Donna Horton, and I'm an Athabascan Indian, originally from Copper Center, Alaska. My grandfather was a traditional native healer, and he started teaching me, through dreams, interestingly enough, how to take people on traditional native journeys. In case you have any pain.
So feel free to move around during the journey. You don't get stuck in one spot and let yourself kind of go. All right, because I don't want you to be in pain. All right, close your eyes. Focus on healing.
I teach how to do it, how to connect to your spirit guides, how to know what the messages are, how to interpret them. All the answers for any problem that you have is going to open up and come out in these journeys, in these visualizations, in these imagery work that we do.
Stay in the middle world. To go in the tree and follow stair steps up to the upper world, or to follow stair steps down into the lower world. Okay? It'll feel right wherever you're going. When you come out of the tree,
and what I'm hoping is that if they're open-minded about this and they allow themselves to go, which I've been very fortunate, people are just kind of say, okay, I don't believe in it, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then they go on these beautiful journeys.
And I want you to walk towards it, and a spirit guide will come to you. The spirit guide could be an animal. It could be your higher self, someone who looks like you, but is your highest self, which is an energetic form of you that has all the knowledge and wisdom that I sometimes wish was here. It can be an animal. It can be an animal that no longer exists because it's that which is going to give you the message that you need to. Some people have unicorns. Some people have pet animals come.
And this one lady, this is really a beautiful story. I was doing a training at the NASW conference, National Association of Social Workers, sorry. And this lady comes in and she goes, I don't believe in any of this, and I'm only here for the Alaska Native credit, and blah, 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 you know. And I was like, that's okay. I just ask that you keep an open mind and kind of go with it, you know. And I said, don't have any real connection to what kind of an animal is going to come to you, you know, because I've learned from experience that, you know, what comes is what is supposed to come and not necessarily what you want. And so we do the journey, you know, and afterwards I asked if anybody wanted to process, and she was one of the first ones that, like, lifted her hand, and she was angry. She was she was saying, well, I go on this journey and out of nowhere comes this monkey, and I say, go away, you're not what I want, you know, you don't have any class at all, you're a monkey, go away. And the monkey just keeps running around in front of me and jumping up and down and making faces, you know, and playing all over the place, and I keep yelling, go away, I want something cool to come. And she said the monkey wouldn't go away, and she was like, what is my message, tell me my message, you know, give me my message. And the monkey just kept playing around and everything, and then you said, come back. So I didn't get my message. And I said, well, that's really interesting. Do you mind telling us what your question was? And she said, well, I'm a supervisor, and I wanted to know, what do I have to do to connect with my employees? And the whole group just busted out laughing, because the answer was, lighten up.
When it's time to come home, I will do that. So when it is time to come home, I want you to thank the spirits, turn around, walk back the way you came, go to the tree in a comfortable space. You don't have to hurry. Go back to the tree, come which way you came, and come back into your body, okay? And then open your eyes when you're ready.